You're listening to Good Food on KCRW. I'm Evan Kleinman. As a boy growing up in Austin, Texas, Rick Martinez recalls watching food television with his mother and seeing the likes of Diana Kennedy and Rick Bayless speak with authority about the foods of Mexico. Deciding to connect with his roots, Rick now lives in Mazatlan and explores his cultural heritage in his book, Mi Cocina, Recipes and Rapture from My Kitchen in Mexico. Hi, Rick.
Hi.
I would love you to talk a little bit about the impact that Diana Kennedy had on your young self. I know you admired her, but was it strange to see a British woman representing Mexico when you were a young boy in Austin, Texas?
It was really strange. I didn't really understand. She clearly had a knowledge that not many other people that were known in the United States had. Certainly, she was probably the most prominent voice of Mexican culture and cuisine, first above Rick Bayless, who also was an authority in Mexican culture and cuisine. But to a brown Mexican-American boy growing up in Texas, it seems strange to me that a British woman and a white man from Oklahoma were the authorities and were telling me about my culture and the cuisine. My mother and I would watch her show in particular, and there was an episode that she was making chorizo rojo y verde. I loved what she was doing, and she was going to the markets, and she was talking to the purveyors, and seeing these chorizos hanging in the mercados was so incredible to me. But I didn't understand why she got to do this. It seemed to me that there had to be a Mexican or a Mexican-American chef somewhere that could be explaining this. I respected her and I learned a lot from her, but I also had a resentment towards her because of that. And I decided as a teenager that I wanted to be that. I wanted to be her. I wanted to be the one to teach other people about Mexican cuisine and culture. I think there's so many amazing things that are happening both in Mexico and in the United States relative to Mexican and Mexican-American, Mexican immigrant cooks that I think those are the people that should be celebrated now.
Let's talk about this exploration of Mexico that you've done in this new book, Mi Cocina. I feel like it's been a way for you to really explore deeply your roots. So let's start in the capital with a dish that you love. Could you talk about the gazpacho morelliano?
Yes. It's such a beautiful dish. It's so strange because obviously, at least I had a very strong perception of what gazpacho is. And I think most people, at least in the United States, know what that is and have a very clear idea of that it's a Spanish soup. In this particular town, it is spelled with an S, not a Z, and it is basically a fruit salad. There's a street that probably has about 20 vendors on it, and each of the vendors sells their variation of this fruit salad, and it's typically made with mango, pineapple, and jicama. And these very young cooks with very sharp knives are very talented and are very quickly chopping this fruit into perfectly tiny little cubes. And they toss them together with lime juice and chili and put them in these tall glasses, top it with cheese and chamoy, crema, and more crushed chili. And then people around the streets just walk around eating this gazpacho. It's such a great accompaniment to grilled meats and fishes or anything that has sort of a charry flavor. It acts as a really great acidic and sweet counterpoint to a lot of foods.
I'm going to jump now to the mountains of Veracruz and a dish called uliche.
Yes, it's such a beautiful, comforting dish. I think that for a lot of fans of Mexican food, you probably are aware of mole. You might even be aware of mole poblano versus the moles in Oaxaca. But I think probably what you may not know is that a white mole or mole blanco exists, and it's called uliche. And it's a really beautiful dish that the base is actually fresh chilies and corn masa. It's such a classic and important flavor combination in all of Mexican cuisine. But the fact that it exists in this beautiful velvety sauce I think it's really incredible. And, you know, relative to some of the other more complex moles, it's a really easy mole to make. It's really beautiful. I've served it with roasted chilies and stewed chicken. To me, it reminded me almost of a chicken and dumplings. Chicken and dumplings are something that I grew up with in Texas that my mom made. And it's creamy, it's chickeny, it's a really beautiful cold weather comfort dish. And the uluchi really speaks to me in that same way. It's very comforting and very homey.
And now let's go for a minute to the Yucatan and relleno negro.
Oh. Wow, you're just pulling all of my favorites.
Oh, that's so nice.
The relleno negro, the first time I had had that, I had a friend who was a chef at a resort in the Yucatan. And I basically told him, definitely I want to eat your food, but what I would really like is I would really like to try some just taco stands out in the middle of nowhere that are much more homey. To me, that food is much more real because the people that are making it because they love that food and they know that they're good at it. They're not making it to please a tourist. They're making it because of a genuine love and desire to make that food for other people. And so he took me down a highway and we stopped at this little taco stand, seemingly in the middle of nowhere. There was nothing else around. And I walked up and there was this bubbling tray of this black sauce. And I was just so intrigued. I'd never seen anything like that. It didn't look like a mole. It actually just looked, it almost looked like charcoal. Like it was that black. But the smell was incredible. I could smell the spices. I could smell the chiles. And then I could smell turkey. And I love turkey. Imagine Thanksgiving turkey, but with vegetables simmering in a soup and lots of chiles and spices. But then this like really interesting note of fire and char. And I was so intrigued. I had to have that. Even after I ate it and I absolutely loved this dish, I didn't understand how something that was so intensely black could be that flavorful and not bitter or acrid. And it is this really amazing process that the Mayans created to not only char, like, or incinerate the ingredients in this dish, but then to somehow remove all of those flavors, those really harsh flavors, and reconstitute those ingredients so that they again retain their original flavor, but with this really nice smoky flavor. It's an incredible dish and it's very striking. And I put it as a spread in the book because it is such a beautiful and unusual dish when you first come across it.
Well, it was such a pleasure to get to talk to you, Rick, about your new book, Mi Cocina. And once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Rick Martinez. His cookbook is Mi Cocina, Recipes and Rapture from My Kitchen in Mexico. You'll find a recipe for his relleno negro on our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.